You worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a man's body was found Sunday night. It was found in the 1900 block of Rigby Street around 7 o'clock Sunday night. Police say the man had been shot. His identity has not been released. A Montgomery police officer was injured while helping solve an argument at an apartment complex off Woodmere Boulevard. They say the argument turned physical and the officer suffered a minor injury. Charges are pending against the tenants who were taken into custody. And Alabama State University begins its 119th Founders Week celebrations today. Students and officials from ASU will read to students in Montgomery to kick off the celebration. There's a celebration of service on Thursday and the Founders Convocation is this Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
More national leaders called for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to resign over a racist picture that appeared on his 1984 medical school yearbook page.
The White House source has leaked nearly every day of the president's private schedule. Almost 60% of the president's workday is dedicated to unstructured executive time.
Heavy rain and flood alerts in Southern California. Powerful storms triggering landslides.
The president has a lot more to worry about than just the Russia probe. One of them is looking into possible misuse of funds by his inaugural committee.
A famous soap opera star has died. Los Angeles police called to the home of Christoph St. John Sunday, where they found the actor's body.
Measles state of emergency is growing and hot spots flaring up across the country.
Adam Levine is responding to critics of the Super Bowl halftime show. The Maroon 5 frontman, whose shirtless performance was ridiculed by many on social media, posted a note on Instagram expressing gratitude for making our dreams possible and then adding, "We thank our critics for always pushing us to do better."
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put into the basket. Now, see, I would be a Cuban sandwich. I would be some of the cakes. I would be, ooh, some of those peppers. I would do kind of a hodgepodge. What would you put in there, Joey, son?
I don't know. I like to keep it simple.
Keep it simple, like the Duke Brubaker ice cream.
Right, right. I'm thinking ice cream or hubcap cookies. Or it might just get a grab bag of different snacks, because there's all sorts of unique jellies and all sorts of things out there.
They have a mint jelly that I used in the lamb that I cooked about a week ago that was really good. It had a great taste.
Or keeping it simple could mean just give me meat. Give me barbecue.
Give me barbecue.
$60 worth of barbecue.
Man, put that Boston butt on there, which is absolutely great. Sweet Creek Farm Market, that's Highway 231 heading down to Troy. It's just 2 minutes past the turn on 231 towards Taylor Road. Just keep going straight, and you'll see it on your left-hand side. Go see Reed and Karen Ingram and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay. So, let me do this. Let's play the Maxine Waters clip, if you can pull that up, my friend. This is unbelievable. This is Maxine Waters talking about the State of the Union. This lady is like full tilt bozo.
Oh, I hope this works. Come on.
Oh, after that introduction, it's not going to work.
Come on. Oh, no.
You answer that while we pray for the video clip. Maxine Waters is just like off the chain here. No go.
Sure.
Okay. No go. Go, no go. Okay. Let's go back to the clips then. Look at this. Joey can do it all, man. Joey can do it all. Okay. The Venezuela citizens, well, let me see. Do I want to do that or do I want to go Molly Hemingway? Yeah, let's do Molly Hemingway. She's going to be talking about the Virginia governor.
The governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia's alma mater will try to explain controversial yearbook pictures later today.
Eastern Virginia Medical School is investigating all past yearbooks in the wake of Ralph Northam's racist photo scandal.
The news conference is scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern time today.
Molly Hemingway, Molly, what are his options now? What could he say to defuse this?
Well, first of all, the medical school should probably address the fact that one of their graduates is for infanticide. He argued in favor of letting children who survive abortions die. He's also for this very radical late-term abortion bill. And he's a pediatrician. So that's probably a bigger concern for the medical school
Should be, but isn't.
But his options are actually, he actually could stay, I think, because half of Democrats have, in a poll, still support him. Yes, all the leaders of the Democratic Party have called for him to step down, but he's actually, he could hold on.
He could hold on. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How have you been, buddy?
Hey, guys. How y'all been?
Very good.
Man, can somebody call that idiot Schumer up and tell him the country is doing good? He don't know where to look to see the economy's move.
Yeah, let me tell you, he's a downer Debbie, without a doubt, and went on sort of criticizing the president's State of the Union address before he even makes it.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the problem with the Democrats, all right? The Democrats, they're ignorant. Let's be honest. They're ignorant because they think that we're buying all this from them. And so, therefore, we have to call them out for what they are. They're a bunch of ignorant people that think that the American public in the year 2019 believe what they all this stuff they saying. And not only that, we living in the economy, and he's got the bald face to stand up there and lie to everybody in America. It's a sad day. If I was doing the State of the Union tonight for Trump, and I know I'm being a little sarcastic, but anyway, this is how I would handle it. I'd say the Democrats have lost their mind, the country is doing great, and everybody just think about a wall. Good night. Because that's what's going on here, man. These people lost their mind. I can't believe that he comes on to downplay a man's speech, and he ain't even got on stage and made it.
Yeah, that didn't go without people noticing that statement.
But let me ask you this, Dan.
Yes,
do you think a lot of the stuff that's going on in New York with the abortion stuff and everything else, all of that, and some of these other little things, do you think all this stuff was in the pipelines that was coming through the pipelines to begin with, and they all just thought Hillary was going to be there, or are we a little bit too far out for some of that, and they just actually just doing this stuff, thinking that the with the new president and the new focus of the country where it's moving, that the American people are going to buy that, or do you think there's something that's coming
out of the pipeline? I think they're trying to beat their way to the door because of they think that federal law is going to change, and so they're trying to basically ensconce the state laws and change some of the regulations where these things are not criminal. That's what the big takeaway from the New York bill.
Well, New York, what, $2.3 billion in the hole now? People fleeing New York because of the taxes down there, and now they're pulling the abortion. Well, we might not have us New York if they keep at this pace.
Yeah, they've got kind of a bit of a problem here. I mean, you cannot sit there and cheer a third trimester bill of abortion and think that some people are not going to catch that. And I think it may have some real gravity in some of these House areas that you may end up with a more moderate Democrat running against a very liberal Democrat.
Yeah. Well, I want to say congratulations to our president, first lady, and vice president, and everything for the great job they've done so far. And I look forward to hearing their speech about how great our country is doing.
So what do you think the big takeaway is going to be with Trump tonight? And do you think the Democrats are going to overstep their bounds?
Well, the Democrats always overstep their bounds. So I would say yes, it's most likely. If anyone thinks there won't be no walkouts or displays, I would be shocked. And I think Trump, Trump's going to kind of play it, you know, to the chest with the economy and everything and how great it's doing. And he's going to say certain key things for people to listen to, and then afterwards Schumer's going to make a total fool out of himself because he's going to try to say some crazy stuff that make absolutely no sense. And I also heard that they may be bringing in, the Democrats may be bringing in some folks also, like the First Lady. Is that true?
You're talking about Michelle Obama?
No, the First Lady, Trump, was supposed to be bringing in, I think, some border people that were shot.
Yeah,
and family.
Yeah, they're bringing in some family members that have lost. The four people that were killed by the illegal alien in Nevada, they're bringing in their family members.
Yeah, but I thought I heard that the Democrats was also, were they going to have some people there doing this speech or something? Or?
They're going to have people that were air traffic control workers, government workers that didn't get paid and things like that, but I'm not sure how they're going to point them out.
Right.
Rodney, you're still there.
Rodney?
It looks like we lost him.
Walk towards the light, Rodney.
Yeah, he dropped.
Yeah, he's dropped on. Now, rats.
But yeah, they're bringing guests as well, and I guess we'll see how they get highlighted.
Yeah, unless they're giving all the networks the information, and then they're going to do a Chiron on him while he's talking. And because I tell you one thing, facial expressions are going to be important during this one. This is going to be a little bit different because when you start bringing in people like air traffic controllers and government workers, what they're going to do is Trump is going to say things are doing really good, and they're going to have a jeer in their face. And there's going to be a Chiron down there saying, you know, here's a Petco worker that didn't get paid, wouldn't mean paid for a month while he was doing air traffic control. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. See how they do that. Folks, I really want to talk about Jack Ingram Signature used cars. Things have changed to Jack Ingram Signature used cars. They realize that they need to be as competitive as possible. And David Ingram is retooling Jack Ingram Signature used cars to help you find the best car at the best price. Now, let's say you went out there a couple of weeks ago. You saw a car, you felt it was a little too high. Well, I would go back out there and see how much they're asking for it now, because they're constantly changing the prices of cars. The longer they sit there, the lower the prices are going to go. So, a couple of things that you may want to do. One, if you've been out there and you went out there a couple of weeks ago, even a week ago, go back out and see how much that car is today. That's number one. Number two, go out and look for a car now and find one that you like and then see where they are on the price point, and then maybe go back a week later and see how much that car is. I talked to David Ingram, and he is doing aggressive pricing to make sure that if a car is sitting there, it's being properly discounted because of the amount of time it's sitting in the lot, because they don't want it sitting on the lot. They want it to be in your hands and for you to be driving it at a really good price. Because buying a used car can be very, very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah. Yeah. The Dan Morris Show.
You want to try that Maxine Waters thing again?
Yeah, I'm worried it's not going to play, though, because it's a Twitter video. But you're
free that if you really?
Yeah. I'm drunk. Come along,
suck it to your game. As soon as they played on my system. Bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch, girl. Oh, 272-9228, that's where we are. Maxine Waters boycotting the State of the Union. She would have been really valuable to have her facial expressions during the State of the Union. I mean, I'll tell you, the facial expressions, it's going to be big. That's going to be something we're going to really see tonight. It's going to be very different than, I think, any other State of the Union address. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll catch you in another one. 272-9228, that's where we are. If I can see the clips here. Venezuela. This Maduro stuff is really weighing on some folks, and the misery and hardship is just incredible. And we've had a couple of generals, too, now, that have moved away from Maduro. One was head of the Air Force. Another one is a kind of tactical command general that was there. And it's going to be, you know, even the Russians and the Chinese are kind of saying, you know, probably need to kind of talk here, because they don't want their investments and the things that they've done to kind of go south on them, because they do have a stake in here. They thought they would be held up much better with Maduro. So let's go in and listen to the Venezuela citizen experience misery and hardship.
Well, Venezuela's embattled president is under new pressure after more of America's European allies called for Nicolas Maduro to be replaced. At least 38 countries now support opposition leader Juan Guaido. China and Russia are Maduro's main supporters right now. And this morning, Russia's foreign minister called for talks between the government and the opposition. Elizabeth Palmer is in Venezuela, where Roman Catholic leaders are helping Maduro's opponents and others who just want to survive.
Misery and hardship affects almost everybody in this country from end to end. We decided to go and have a look up close at one little community on the outskirts of Caracas called La Vega.
Mass in La Vega not only fills the church, it draws an overflow crowd. Here, Father Alfredo Infante's spiritual message carries a strong political subtext.
Es un mensaje anti-Maduro.
It's not directly anti-Maduro, he tells me. People have to decide for themselves, but the church has called his presidency unconstitutional. His parishioners might call it something else, a disaster. Father Infante takes me deeper into the slum where there's been no running water for 4 months.
No running water for 4 months?
Oh, Lord.
Can you imagine what that place is like?
Probably smells, number one.
Oh, man. I mean, no latrine, nothing. Just moving that out. And then where are you going to go get your water from? And imagine the possibility of also dysentery and things like that.
Disease.
But this is really horrific. Let's continue on.
The church is also behind this sidewalk free lunch program. Potatoes, cheese, and a dose of vitamins. If not for this, some of these kids wouldn't eat at all. With average inflation last year a surreal 80,000%, almost no one in La Vega or anywhere else in Venezuela can survive on what they make from work.
The economy here is so broken that, say, the average teacher's salary, $6 a month, would only buy this many eggs. In fact, almost half of Venezuelans would be seriously hungry without some kind of charity or food handout.
Meat is a treat. Ask Enrique the Butcher, who's still in business, though the customers are fewer and fewer. He's an exception here. He supports Maduro, and he is furious the U.S. has got involved. Every country, he tells me, that the U.S. has so-called helped has ended up with misery and destruction.
But that's an opinion you hear less and less, especially as huge quantities of humanitarian aid from the United States approaches Venezuela's borders.
Man, I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be. It's Maduro kind of keeps saying that it, you know, he's going to bring the army into this thing, and I think that would be the biggest mistake ever. And if you start having soldiers firing on citizens, that is where it's all going to get lost. And then the question is, who would basically get involved in this thing. And would Russia and China feel like they needed to get involved if we got involved? And if we got involved, who else would be involved in this? Because some of these neighboring countries have a vested interest. I don't know if you remember, but on Bolton's yellow pad, he had written on there 5,000 troops in Colombia.
Yeah.
5,000 is a lot of troops. And the question is that support, or what is that exactly? But this isn't looking too good here, boys and girls. News Talk 93.1, Dan Mars Show will be back right after this.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Someone else will come along and suck you to your game. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give it one more try before you give up on love.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, I don't care what they say. I don't care what you heard.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping.
Welcome.
If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The White House dismissing news that federal prosecutors are issuing subpoenas for the president's inaugural committee, saying it has nothing to do with the president.
The president's inaugural committee got a subpoena from New York prosecutors asking for documents related to donors and vendors as they reportedly investigate alleged mishandling of money. Prosecutors investigating whether top donors gave money to gain access to the Trump administration.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he hopes the country can avoid another government shutdown, and it's not a way to get the president's border wall built.
The best way to get the wall built is to work with Democrats if they will work with the Republicans to build a wall and do some other things.
Lawmakers have until the 15th of this month to approve a budget package with border security improvements the president will agree with to avert that shutdown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Winter is on hold for a few more days. Today, very mild. Today, we'll call it mostly cloudy. Risk of a few stray showers. High temperature up to about 74. Unusually warm overnight tonight. Warmer than we normally get during the daytime hours in February. Our low temperature is 62. Tomorrow, a few sun breaks, perhaps. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Generally dry. High in the upper 70s to around 80. Thursday, high again near 80. At least partly sunny. And then scattered showers come in Thursday night into Friday as a cold front moves through the state. Friday's high temperature back to the upper 50s, then cool sunshine upper 50s on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Casey Hunt from NBC News was on something that we picked up off Real Clear Politics. I want you to listen to this, please.
Casey, you're going to be front and center. You're going to be in the chamber, a place I've always long to be on State of the Union night. You're going to have the best view of it all. But in particular, the best view of that podium with Nancy Pelosi looking over his shoulder. He's got to have some play. He is the performer to try to disarm her or the television audience.
It's an absolutely fascinating dynamic, Andrea. I mean, that clip you played, first of all, of George W. Bush and Madam Speaker, something that Nancy Pelosi actually often refers back to. George W. Bush used to call her number three. And in fact, when I asked her about what it was going to be like to work with President Trump, especially as a woman, that was what she started talking about how she had a very respectful relationship with a Republican president who was a man, and wondering whether or not that was going to be very different under President Trump. And, you know, you've seen her become one of the very few politicians who has get the best of this president. He doesn't have a nickname for her. It's been reported that he is afraid of her in some ways, that he certainly respects her political prowess. You have seen her, denigrate his manhood in private conversations with her members, only to have that leaked to the press. You're showing that Oval Office meeting right now where she basically showed him up in public and then walked out of the West Wing, put those sunglasses on, and walked away in an image that has become pretty iconic. So that's personally what I'm going to be watching for as this speech unfolds tonight, Andrea.
And Jennifer.
Tell you, facial expressions exactly proves my point. Facial expressions, body gestures, all that's going to be a really important factor of what we're going to see tonight and see how Trump is going to handle this. And is it going to be charming Trump? Because Trump can be very, very charming out there. Is it going to be that he's going to mess up on something and gaffe, do a gaffe where he's saying something, goes off script? I hope not. He does so well when he's straight on script and stays with it and really kind of gets the point across. Because if he doesn't do that, that isn't going to be good. So we'll see what happens in here. Molly Hemingway, who is from The Federalist, he's now also a Fox News contributor. And if you guys have not done Fox Nation, it's kind of interesting. It didn't start out very good. It's getting better, but they've got some really good stories, and they do more in-depth. Wise Guys is excellent with Bill Bennett and some others, where they're sitting around the table just talking about politics and kind of where they've been through different issues. And it's really good. It's those are good. Dan Bongino is good. Some of the other flowery stuff I'm not that big on. Tommy Lauren. You know, she is so good when she's doing her own videos and this kind of stuff. This just isn't, they're not capturing her well in this whole thing. Mm. They're not, she comes across a little flat. That personality of hers and big thinking and big thoughts, that's not working for her like some of these other things have. That when she's been on there, I don't even watch her anymore when she does the Fox News or Fox and Friends morning thing, because it's just so predictable. So you already kind of know what she's going to be doing. So let's listen into Molly Hemingway on talking about border security.
We've been looking at these images from our southern border. On the Mexican side, there's a processing center where there's a gate, and that's where the Mexican police have lined up, because the worry is, as soon as the thousands of migrants find out, if you don't have papers, we're sending you back, they're worried that they're going to just make a run for the border.
Yes, well, this really does show how serious of a problem it is and how much needs to be done to handle some of these migration issues. Mm-hmm. You know, people think that Donald Trump had a huge loss with the House and Senate refusing to come up with a bill to deal with some of these things. And that's true. But at some point, someone's going to actually have to do something. And for 30 years, Congress has done very little to deal with some of these very serious problems. And it would be nice to see some people actually work together instead of thinking about how to achieve a short-term victory. We have major problems on our southern
border.
What's
your prediction? Do you think the Democrats will give him a little bit of money for the wall before the 15th?
Well, first of all, it's not just Democrats. It's Democrats and Republicans. And you have a Republican-controlled Senate that has done basically nothing on this as well.
Exactly.
So it's not just a Democratic problem. It's a bipartisan problem going back 30 years again. And Republicans, of course, controlled the House and the Senate for the last 2 years, and they did nothing with that time.
Right.
And the only person who seems to actually be addressing the issue is the president.
Now, let me tell you what happened. The governor for the state that the migrants are in now basically put them in this kind of pinned area and went in, and if they had not signed the papers for seeking asylum in Mexico, he basically was deporting them. There must have been 70, 80 police officers in combat gear and riot gear there in case they were going to try to make a run for it. Now, I've been watching the news. I haven't seen anything like that. But he basically was going to ship them back out, do kind of the opposite of what they've been doing and say, okay, gotten to this point, if you haven't seek asylum, we're not going to give you an opportunity to make a run for the border. Also, they're down by the Rio Grande, which is one of the real problem areas, and they're, because on the east side of the Rio Grande, in that area, there is wall. On the west side, there's not. And that seems to be where they're headed. So thank goodness Mexico kind of changed their mind and started to really kind of tell these guys, you can't be doing this, and kind of taking another stand at it. So let's listen to Molly Hemingway talking about the unity theme and pressure on Congress.
The president is going to talk about unity, but at the same time, he's talking re-election. He's got plenty of wins in his column, but at the same time, he needs more people to be on his team.
Well, and it has been a very, you know, of all the things we talk about, this president obviously disrupts a lot of norms, and he is very much a disruptor in D.C.
I have not noticed.
But one of the most profound disruptions is that norm of just accepting an election, and we are now more than 2 years into people just not accepting the reality that he won, that he is the president. You have people who aren't coming to the State of the Union. You had 40 Democrats not show up to the inauguration. It's time maybe for people to just accept.
Molly, yes or no, will there be a deal on the 15th for the wall?
I don't have much confidence, but it's really in Congress's hands. They are the ones who are constitutionally supposed to be doing it, and they are the ones who should have the pressure applied to them.
They do need to have the pressure applied to them, and I don't know. I think Trump may kind of fool some people and really pull this thing out of the hat and really make a really good speech. I hope that's the case, but do remember this, that whatever he does is still not going to be good enough for the Democrats. They're going to criticize him no matter what. So keep your hat on that one. It's it really is something. Let's start out with the Dem lawmaker on bipartisan support. talking about the border security.
Well, I know that Nancy Pelosi and company said, Mr. President, we're not going to negotiate with you until you open the government. So he opened the government, and now you're talking about the fact that apparently he has given some. You know, he's not asking for a concrete wall anymore. He's talking about, you know, whatever you call it, because it is, it does seem like it's semantics on the part of both parties.
Listen, there's the political side of it, you know, and then there's obviously what needs to happen. Right. And I, that's why I'm saying, too, I actually think there's something that makes sense, that includes lots of options, and actually will make us safer from terrorists, from drug dealers, from gang members. I think we all agree on that. The question is, can we take the politics out of it for a minute? Right. Can we agree? And I think it's the right thing was to reopen the government and have this debate and have this discussion, which is happening right now.
So do you feel that some sort of a deal will be made where there is some sort of a physical structure, something to slow people down from running across the border?
I think one of the options in the end will be evidence-based fencing, right? I think that's
actually,
I think that evidence-driven, in other words, here is where it makes sense to have this. There's, if you talk to the experts, they say, listen, there's some topography where you need sensors,
right.
Some places where drones make sense, some places where, right, where a fence may make sense, and where we need to repair certain fencing. There's all different options.
So it sounds like you're open for some fencing.
It's not just, sure, and lots of people in my party are. Right. It's just not a giant white barrier concrete thing that actually the experts tell us
just don't call it a wall
won't actually make sense.
That's your message. Just don't call it a wall.
I believe it's border security, and I think it's the right option. I also think, listen, there's plenty of this debate has to happen. It's important. We've been having it for a long time. We've had bipartisan solutions on this. The Problem Solvers Caucus, which you mentioned, we actually came to a bipartisan deal last year. You had lots of members of Congress on both sides who agreed on this, but the question now is, can we actually get it done?
Okay, now that was a Democrat, and that was very encouraging to hear that, because he basically agreed. He said it's a combination of all this stuff, but he threw in there barriers. So that was a very, very good part of this. Let's see with this. So did I mess up on the... So I marked these things wrong, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and play this next part, then we'll go to the caller.
And you're talking about, when you were on with us last time, Josh, you were talking about how you want to hear from the experts. And we just had an expert on.
No, and I have in the past, yes.
And Tom Homan says walls work. So is that part of your tough barrier?
Well, I think what I heard, and I've been working on this for months now, right, this goes back to last Congress where many of us found a bipartisan agreement here.
Yep.
What I heard from experts was there's, you know, a big concrete white thing is not actually going to actually solve the problem. In fact, it could cause more problems.
Right.
But there are other solutions that might work. And my feeling is you listen to the experts.
Right.
You make sure that it's cost effective, because we always spend our taxpayer dollars wisely. And I think it takes a lot of pieces, like sensors, like drones.
Sure.
Making sure you actually have more officers at the border, and then evidence-based fencing, where they tell us this will actually make sense and actually make us safer.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome on board the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing great. My question for you is,
sure,
the lady that's given the rebuttal or the response,
yep,
after the president's address,
mm-hmm,
now she lost her race in Georgia.
Right.
Has been told that she hasn't paid her taxes.
I haven't heard that part.
I have, on the radio. On your station. Now, why would they pick someone like that? I mean, she's not very... I don't think she's very respectful on that meet. You tell me.
Well, I think they picked her because she's kind of iconic, that she had a close race, and that she's very progressive and kind of filling in that progressive newbie look that the Democrats have.
Well, it seems to me they could have picked somebody better than that. You know, somebody's got a little bit more respect. And
who would you have suggested that they use?
Oh, I have no idea. On the Democratic side, why not Schumer?
Let me tell you what. Schumer is so disliked among the public, it's unbelievable.
And I just double-checked. Stacey Abrams does owe $54,000 to the IRS, but she's not delinquent. She is on a
payment plan
after foregoing 2015 and 2016 payments.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing what these Democrats do.
Yeah, and I did not know about that. That would have X'd her in my book right off the bat.
And that is that's a fact check from, of all places, Snopes. Saying
oh, good.
It's true.
Well, who you think they should pick?
I think they're in a difficult situation, Clint, and this is why. I think they have got a progressive, super liberal wing of the party that is moving them further and further to the left, so that they have to placate those folks. What they would have normally have done is have more of a center-type person doing some kind of speech. But they can't do that because the center-type people are old white people.
And they have no one.
They don't, yeah. And so they were trying to get some new, you know, where you have a new fresh face. You look like a responsive party. I just don't think she's going to be able to. I don't think she's going to do a very good job. I think that the way she looks on TV is very different than the way she's being appealed on in person. And yeah, I know enough about television that if you don't look good on TV, it is hard for people to listen to you because they have what's called volume down viewing, where you you turn the volume down and you look at somebody and you determine whether you like them or not. Her volume down is awful.
All right. I have to agree with that. Looking forward to it and see what happens tonight.
It should be interesting, as we would say.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you, Clint. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back after this brief break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Before I get to David, wow, Pope is holding Mass in birthplace of Islam. That's putting it out there. You know, did you know that smart technology really helps and conserves energy and you can save money? For example, I can control my thermostats from my phone. You can get the Nest where look at it will look when you come back into the house and when you need the power, and it will start adjusting the power so you can save electricity. When you're that there, not necessary to keep running the electricity at the same level in the heat and the cool at the same level. So smart technology can offer unprecedented levels of security by monitoring your phone through a Ring doorbell, video cameras, adding security lights, floodlights, will also help to protect your property. Who can help you with that? Mr. Electric. Get ready to copy this telephone number because you need to have it in your phone. 334-269-8886. I'm going to give it to you again. 334-269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, Dan Black. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all today?
I'm good, David. And you? Yeah.
David, you still there? Did you mute yourself?
David?
Did you fall off a cliff?
We see you up on the board, but we can't hear you.
You shouldn't be near a precipice when you're using your phone. It's distracting. All right, then.
David, we gave it the good old American try there. So let's go to Mr. Big. This is Congressman Big talking about barriers. This is a Republican now. But it makes me feel that maybe this is coming together a little bit better than I thought at first.
All right, so the Pentagon sending down nearly 4,000 more troops to the border ahead of this latest migrant caravan. What do we need to know this morning?
Well, what you need to know is that there's not going to be a whole lot that the military can do because of the Posse Comitatus issue, but they're going to be there in support. And the second thing you need to know is people are going to come up and make all these thousands of asylum claims. And if they get inside, if they're able to cross the border, that means that before too long, they're going to be released back into the interior of the United States. And so this is a real problem for us. And it's a problem because we just have not built the wall. We haven't added border security. We're underfunded, undermanned, and underagent, if I guess you'd say, on the border patrol right now, in the border patrol right now.
Really interesting to hear the discussion and the wording that is being used to describe sort of some sort of wall or barrier or fencing along.
On the border, you have to let the local border patrol chief have the say-so and let the local communities be involved so they can come up with maybe some sort of enhanced barrier. But again, Washington cannot dictate what sort of barrier and where to put it at.
This congressman, you're going to see a lot more of him. He seems to be kind of a regular on Fox and Friends now and also on the nighttime Fox stories. So let's listen to Mr. B, and they want a wall, the Border Patrol, that is.
What do you take away from that, Congressman?
Well, the term enhanced barrier means that it does exactly what he says. He doesn't want a new wall. He wants to apparently make the old wall better. It's just too cute by half, quite frankly. And I appreciate that he wants to let the local people have some input. So he needs to come to Arizona. I've been down there many times. Ranchers want it. Local law enforcement wanted a wall. Border Patrol agents want a wall. ICE agents, custom agents, they want a wall. And we're not delivering it. And so he can't say it's up to the locals entirely because the federal government's got to fund it. We've got to act. Congress isn't going to act. And he's basically cemented in Pelosi's position. So with all due respect to Henry, I'd say we might need to come over and take a look at the Arizona border and talk to the people that I talk to because they want a wall.
Because they definitely want a wall, and it's exactly spot on with that thing. So let me see if I got enough time for Mo Brooks. Let's go ahead and take that call because I want to do Mo Brooks as a final going away present here.
This is David back.
David back. Welcome back, David.
I don't know how much y'all heard. My call dropped.
I did not hear anything.
You didn't hear anything.
Nothing.
Well, in a nutshell, the first thing I'd do is dedicate it to Joe and Mika, and then I'd start showing video of these caravans, and then I'd show them massing up at the border, and then I'd give them the numbers of people we've arrested and detained in the last 6 months, and cut out the fact checkers. You show the video and then ask how many drones can stop these caravans. I mean, they tell the American people we just can't sustain this amount of immigration much longer.
The problem is, and I've actually heard Joe Scarborough say this, that it is a made-up story that Fox is reporting about the caravans. I've actually heard him say that. And it's not. Yeah, and the ABC, NBC, and CBS are just turning and looking the other way.
Yeah, and that's why I would go with video, you know, since it's going to be nationally broadcast.
You're talking about in the State of the Union?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be unprecedented.
I would come out with video. The second thing I would do is when I'd move into Russia. And I'd say, I'm confused. Is it these Russians? And then I would show a video of Bill Clinton, the $10 speaking fee. Or is it these? And then I'd show the money going to the Clinton Foundation for Uranium One.
Okay.
And I'd say, people, I'm just confused.
David, so, I appreciate the telephone call. I need to cut short because I want to play this Mo Brooks piece. Now, this was Mo Brooks during the hearing, and I'm playing this for you because everybody's talking about declaring a national emergency. Listen to Mo Brooks talk about 10 U.S. Code 284.
In terms of lost American lives, then, our poor southern border, combined with the homicides of illegal aliens, far exceeds the loss of life caused by 9/11. With that as a backdrop, I want to direct your attention to 10 United States Code 284, which authorizes President Trump to deploy the military to the southern border, to build fences, and to do a lot of other things. And for clarity, if you look it up in the dictionary, the word fence includes the word barrier, and the word barrier includes walls made of a variety of different materials. So that having been said, it seems to me that 10 U.S. Code 284 can be used by the President of the United States to direct the United States military to build a wall. Now, as of today, you've mentioned military forces along the southern border. Have any of them been deployed pursuant to 10 U.S.C. 284?
Congressman, I don't believe any of our forces have been deployed pursuant to 10 U.S.C. 284. You are correct, however, that use of authority would authorize the Secretary of Defense to erect barriers, roads, fencing, those type of materials to disrupt drug smuggling.
So, folks, that may be the way they're going to do it. That was the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense that was commenting on that. Joey, thanks for a great show, buddy.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. We're going to be doing the postmortem on the State of the Union. But be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. I'm going to just keep doing this until I get it right. Adios.